This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
This is Brianna Alyssa, and you're listening to Special Chronicles. Every free chance I have, I tune into Special Chronicles podcasts at specialchronicles.com.
This episode 154 is brought to you by listeners like you. Coming up on this week's show, we bring you our ADA 25th Anniversary Special Broadcast and celebrating this year's 25th Anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And joining us back is a new co-host.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care. It starts with a voice.
You're listening to the Special Chronicles podcast. This is a show where we're podcasting disability or different ability stories from an insider's perspective, and we are giving a voice to people with special needs. Everybody, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back to the Special Chronicles podcast. My name is Daniel, or Pummy Dan, and the founder, host of Special Chronicles, as you all know that, right before going on the air. No, I actually do that little theme song. I actually had to flip the lights on in the studio because I couldn't read the show notes. But joining us to co-host this special ADA episode that we have for you, all as a co-host that longtime listeners will remember. Let's see who that is. Let's see if you remember. Let's see if you remember who else. The special co-host is...
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around. You was where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
And yeah, the boys are back in town. And who is back co-hosting once again? Our good friend Jim Morgan. Welcome back, Jim.
Welcome back, Daniel. Good to be back and good to have the boys back in town.
Yes. Yes, at least part of them, yes. And long-time listeners from a couple years ago, where we remember you co-hosted, what was that, 2013, was it?
Yeah.
A few years ago. And then a lot has happened, and then this past May of this year, 2015, you were on the show again when we talked about the Unified Relay Across America. But now we're bringing you back, and now in the beginning of September, we're taping this the last day of August, but... For our listeners' sake, our listeners will hear this beginning of September, the first week, about the ADA. And the reason why we're having you on this week, because in the special voices column that I write in the Bugle newspapers, it's all about celebrating the ADA. This year is the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, right?
Yes. Very important piece of legislation and the important date too.
Yes, and we'll get to all of that on this week's show because I thought we could have a little fun informing and entertaining our listeners about the importance of the ADA. But we're not going to give you any boring college lecture because who wants to listen to that? You could go to school for that. We're gonna have a little fun with it.
Yeah, and they might turn us off too, Daniel.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I was talking to my mom this morning when I was getting ready for the show today, and she agreed that yeah, if we start talking like a college lecture, listeners may tune us out, and we don't want that. We want you to keep listening because at the end we're gonna let you know about what's coming up, but then we have a final song at the end called Common Ground that has to do with a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. And in talking about the ADA, we're going to also talk about the new Shriver Report Snapshot Insight into Intellectual Disabilities in the 21st Century, because this was released at the World Games when I was at a press conference in the front row. Maria Shriver released it, dealing with the word games and with the ADA. And by the way, listeners, talking about the word games, if you missed any of our unique coverage, any of our coverage, you can go on to specialchronicles.com/LA2015 and listen or watch or read our coverage. And Jim, we were actually talking, again, off topic, we were talking about the word games in the little pre-show before we went on air today, right?
Right.
But
right,
we, but exactly. We won't get into that because I think we should get right on with talking about the ADA.
Yes.
The American with Disabilities Act. But for a listener's sake, it's called, we're going to refer to it as the ADA, right?
Correct.
And so, it's a great little musical interlude as I took a drink of water. And Jim, I don't know if you got some water too.
Yep.
But, so the ADA, this was any of our listeners. Here's a little quiz for you. You guys know, when was the ADA signed? When was the ADA signed? And because of we don't have a live studio audience, Jim, do you know when it was signed? And by who?
Yes, it was signed by President H.W. Bush.
Yep.
On July 20th, 1990, I believe.
Yeah. Are you reading the show notes? No, I'm kidding. Listeners, we know this. We know this. But there's a link we'll put in the show notes on the AEA.gov website, and they've got an awesome video of when former President George H.W. Bush had signed the ADA into law on, as Jim said, July 26, 1990. And you know, there was
I think he did a front lawn ceremony.
Yeah, yeah. It, well, no, it was on the South Lawn. It was
South
it was,
Lawn.
Yeah,
okay.
South Lawn. And
it was July 26th?
Yeah.
Okay.
What other date is around that? What other date is around that? Would that be July 20th, 1968? The 19 July 20th, the 40 the 47th anniversary of Special Olympics. So
yep.
But so if you think about it in relation to that, the ADA is only 25 years old this year. It really hasn't been around for that long, right?
Yeah.
And so President Bush had spoke to a huge audience of activists, congressional supporters, people with disabilities or disabilities, the family and the friends, and they all gathered on the South Lawn of the White House. And there's an awesome 22-minute film that the department that provided the department by the George Bush Presidential Library. And it was released online on the ADA.gov website. We'll put a link. And I thought, Jim, we could hear a little clip of it. Do you want to hear it? There's an awesome quote by former President George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
And so let's hear a little live audio from President Bush.
Americans with Disability Act and say, let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down. God bless you all.
So that quote of President George H.W. Bush, let the shameful walls of exclusion finally come tumbling down. That quote perfectly sums up what the signing of the ADA into law really means for all of us people with special needs, right?
And it was a long time coming, too.
It was.
Not only the changes that had happened over the time before it was signed and after, but the trying to get that passed, I think, was extremely difficult as well.
It was
because you had multiple sides of the aisle that had to pass that, And they had to, that was a major situation of them working together to pass a law that would include people rather than exclude them.
Exactly. And inclusion is, you know, is a really big thing right now. And speaking of that day, July 26, 1990, once again, listeners were talking about the signing of the ADA, and this year was the 25th anniversary. And on that particular day, it was the largest gathering of people in the history of our country for the signing of a bill at the White House. And there were all kinds of disabilities that were represented that day, from physical disabilities to intellectual disabilities to mental illness. And one of the supporters that was there, Jim, I don't know if you know him, but he is former U.S. Senator Tom Halkin, who was one of the original sponsors of the ADA bill.
Oh, wow.
And he never forgot those words that you just heard former President H.W. Bush saying. Former U.S. Senator Tom Halkin would never forget those words, and I agree with him. And I actually, Jim, a week before leaving, or less than a week before leaving for Los Angeles, I was actually down in Chicago. They had an ADA 25 celebration for the Disability Pride Parade down there. And I was down there, and I heard U.S. Senator Tom Halkin there. And so that was awesome. If you guys want to kind of hear a little more about that, stay tuned to my column coming this week in the Bugle newspapers.
And it was one of the most important pieces of legislation in President Bush's term in office.
Yeah, it was.
It was extremely important.
Yeah, exactly. It was extremely important because, as you know, before the ADA was signed, it was extremely difficult for people, for those of us with disabilities, to go to sporting events, to cross the street, to ride public transportation, or even to get into buildings. But as you know, now, thankfully, because of the ADA, and that, you know, has changed, and even those of us with intellectual disabilities, like, you know, Jim, you're going back to school, and when I was in school,
right,
we're able to receive accommodations because of the ADA.
Right.
Because of the ADA that we're able to go to school.
Exactly.
And 25 years ago, that wasn't the case. And Senator Tom Halkin had even said that in London, England, every taxi is fully accessible. Can you believe that? And Senator Tom Halkin, or former Senator Tom Halkin, has stressed the importance that every taxi in every city in the United States needs to be fully accessible. He said that there's currently a car company called MV1 that has already begun those processes, and Chicago has about 100 of these cars in use today. But don't you believe that, you know, every, so yes, there's been a lot of progress already made, but there still needs to be a lot more progress when it comes to our acceptance, when it comes to our inclusion.
Yeah, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
And the ADA is particularly a good avenue for that to get started, and it continues to grow as things, you know. Buildings now have to be built in that capacity.
Yeah.
They cannot have that happen anymore, where a building is no longer accessible. One of the things that I see that may still need to be changed too is the aspect of buildings being built before the ADA was even passed. And therefore, they're excluded from that. The law.
Wait, can you say that again?
I said that if a building was built prior to the ADA being signed, a building was technically excluded from following that law because they were built prior to the
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And therefore, they didn't have to make any changes of any kind to the building.
Yeah.
Unless the owner of the building wanted to make that change at extreme heavy cost at
time. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is an awesome conversation, and our listeners, we're going to continue this and talk about the full goals of the ADA. If you want to know about what the full goals of the ADA are, we're going to get to that right after this quick break, and much more celebrating the 25th anniversary of the ADA right here on Special Chronicles, the Special Chronicles show right here. SpecialChronicles.com. We'll be right back.
This episode is also sponsored by Flocknote. Does your parish ministry or organization struggle to keep everyone in the loop? Do you want a simple solution, something that just works? Well, Flocknote.com was made for you. Quiz many lists as you like, then input the contacts that you already have, or simply let your members subscribe to your activities themselves via the web, or by letting them send a text message right from their phone. It's never been easier to collect up-to-date contact info and then to send your groups an email or text message at the click of a button. Try a free trial today at flocknote.com.
And this episode also sponsored by Bluehost. Want to start your own blog or professional website? Then consider using Bluehost. For only $6.95 per month or less, you can have your own professional website or blog. Click on specialchronicles.com/sponsors and click on the Bluehost banner for more information.
And this episode is also brought to you by listeners like you. If you want to help us to contribute, you can go to specialchronicles.com and click on donate. That's specialchronicles.com and click on donate. And we thank you for your generous support. And yeah, we thank you.
Tim Shriver Jr. And I'm a co-founder of Spread the Word and the Word. I'm just excited to be on this sort of this pioneering show, this pioneering project, Special Chronicles. Absolutely. Chicago is once again becoming the location of a new revolution, in voice and in representation, and it's been a special place for a long time. I mean, it's been 40 some years since Special Olympics launched there in Chicago at Soldier Field, and almost 50 years later, another huge project, Special Chronicles, launching in that same town. It holds a lot of special power there in Chicago. I also just want to thank you, Dan, for inviting me on and for creating Special Chronicles. It's such an incredible innovation, and it's an incredible project you've taken on that you have worked so hard on for 5 years, taken from a small podcast to a new media company and a nonprofit. The work you put in shows so strongly, and the fact that you create this show not just to give voice for yourself, but to give voice to so many Special Olympics athletes and so many people across our community. It's such a powerful idea, such a powerful action, such a powerful creation. So thank you for all the work you do. I just can't wait to see the next episode and see what comes next.
Thank you,
and I hope you guys all have a great day.
My name is Kerry Negro, and I am a national speaker. Great getting to talk to you. I really believe that your program is phenomenal. I got a chance to check out Special Chronicles, and there's just a lot of great interviews with a wider range of speakers who all have different qualifications, and it's really cool to see. I really have a lot of high hopes for this show, and would love to come back on as a guest in the future. So please keep me posted on ways that I can get involved.
If you like this show, you might also want to check out The Break with Father Roderick. The Break is an award-winning weekly show about movies, technology, games, health, food, and faith. From The Simpsons to The Sacraments, from technology to theology, The Break features the cool and the classical, the past and the future, the trends, and the tradition. Download the show for free on iTunes or listen at sqpn.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Rob Johnson with CBS2 Chicago, and you are listening to Special Chronicles with Dan Smirkowski.
You're listening to the Special Chronicles podcast.
And here is your host.
This is Daniel, host, founder of Special Chronicles. We'll broadcast live on specialchronicles.com. This is the Special Chronicles podcast show, doing our special 88 25th episode related to the 25th anniversary of the ADA. And joining us back is Jim. Jim, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to play that little voice. I'm not going to play that voice out back in town in a little song again.
Yeah.
It was only at the top of the hour, or top of the show. But, what was I going to say? Yeah, so we're talking about the ADA, and speaking of the ADA, there's four goals of the ADA, right?
Correct.
And do you know what those are?
Off the top of my head,
we're going over it before the show. So here's the quiz.
Yeah, this is the quiz, and I'm failing horribly.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's maybe, so for Jim, for you, and for all of our listeners, let's maybe kind of give some multiple choice.
Yes.
Okay. So the four goals of the ADA. Oh, so should we say which one is not a goal? Should we say that?
That'll be good.
Okay, so we're going to have to give five choices, and you have to say which one is not a goal of the ADA. So, A, full participation. B, full inclusion and acceptance. C, equal opportunity. D, independent living. And D, economic self-sufficiency. Is C. So A, full participation. B, acceptance and inclusion. C, equal opportunity. D, independent living. And E, economic self sufficiency. Once again, what are the four goals of the ADA? Well, which one is not a goal of the ADA?
Well, I know, multiple choice questions for me. I usually start naming which ones I either know are not part of the answer.
Okay.
And D and E are part of the answer.
Yes, independent living and economic self-sufficiency, all two are the goals of the ADA. So.
Okay, so that leaves A, B, and C.
Yes. Do you know what they are again? A is full participation, B is acceptance and inclusion, and C is equal opportunity. Which one is not a goal of the ADA?
I would say B is not a
goal. Yes. Correct. Where's our ding? close enough. a live audience.
Not to say that B isn't important.
No. Definitely.
At the time the law was written, those were main purposes
Of
the law in the first place.
Yes. When the law was written 25 years ago, once again, on July 26, 1990, those were the main purposes, the four main purposes of the ADA. But now, you know, fast forward 25 years later, I think acceptance and inclusion, wouldn't it be safe to say, Jim, that we probably could add a fifth goal or fifth purpose of the ADA?
I would think so, the way it has transformed? Transformed blossomed into what it is now.
Yes,
I would say that is a fifth goal,
especially after the Shriver Report snapshot just released a month ago. The new insight into intellectual disabilities in the 21st century, and what we'll get to in a moment when we talk about that. Acceptance and inclusion will kind of play a big role in that. But so these four goals of the ADA, or we can actually say five now, but these four goals are each vitally important to all of us people with special needs. And let's kind of maybe kind of informally kind of talk a little bit about each of them, and then we'll get into this Shriver Report snapshot, because we have about a half hour left in the program today. So full participation. Jim, what do you think? What is the fact that those of us with difficulties, with disabilities, special needs, having full participation in society, what does that mean? Or at least having full participation here in the U.S. What does that mean?
Well, it means that no matter what we want to do, regardless of a disability, we can still do it.
Exactly. And yeah, and I think, you know, it means, you know, so we can be treated. And this actually kind of does kind of fall into the Shriver Report snapshot, Insight into Intellectual Disabilities in the 21st Century. Because as this snapshot reveals, that we're a nation divided. And it says how exposure increases acceptance and positivity, but there's a lack of exposure that drives fear and misunderstanding. And we'll get back to a lot of this in the moment after we talk about the goals. But when it comes to this first goal, full participation, they said they wrote in here about how that there's more than 1 in 5 Americans, or 22%, believe that adults with intellectual disabilities should not be allowed to vote in elections. That's still a pretty big number, but I think when it comes to that, one of the, you know, purposes that the ADA helps to protect us is the fact that we have full participation, and that full participation includes how we get to vote in the election.
Well, and if they're really talking that's not supposed to happen, that's wrong, because you're saying that we are not technically citizens, so we're not supposed to vote.
Yeah. And
for our own leaders, yet we're supposed to follow the laws set forth by the government.
Yeah. No, that's not. And it goes back to what we're talking about today about the ADA. And
in case in point, you know, yeah. since the president was first elected to office, I've been a judge ever since he was elected, an election judge.
Yeah.
So I get up every morning that we've got an election at 4:15, 4:30 to be at the polls at 5, and I'm there until 8 o'clock at night, usually.
Yeah.
Sometimes 9 o'clock, depending on how big a turnout we had, and that we have to count the ballots.
Yeah. And do you vote?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. See you. So, you know, that goes to show. And when now that the ADA is, it's been 25 years that it's been passed, but there's other legislation, there's other stuff.
Okay, I'll have to call them.
There's other legislation and other,
I'll have to call them,
and other stuff that when it comes to like the R vote and things like, yeah, that really help to, you know, that encourage, you know, that us to actually get out and vote when it comes to,
okay,
other laws and other things in our society.
I will have to call them this evening.
That encourages us to really, you know, take that liberty that
right,
is a part of all whites as Americans to be able to actually vote. And so that's why that is, as Jim said,
yeah, they have,
is a case in point of why the ADA is important. And now I'm kind of going on and on.
Okay.
Jim just received a phone call on the
will do video,
and so that's why I'm entertaining all of you listeners until,
okay,
Jim gets back.
He is
just about to,
okay,
get
will do,
back on the,
okay,
airwaves. Jim, do you want me to rewind the broadcast a little bit?
Yeah.
Our listeners can... It's okay.
The phone call.
Yeah, it's okay. But
I've got one more I've got to make. UPS was supposed to pick up a package and they didn't.
Okay.
So I've got to.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I only have about half an hour two left. So we I have a half hour left before I have to go too. So let's should we maybe just kind of quickly kind of go through the rest of this? Or do you want to just for the sake of time?
Let me get back to UPS. Hold on.
Okay. And so what I was saying before is that there's other laws and other stuff, like when it comes to the R word, the word retard or retarded, that there's some new stuff that's, you know, or like there was something recently with the Down Syndrome Association, you know, encouraging bank accounts and stuff. You know, those are things that relate to us, and so we have a right as citizens in this country to vote. And so that's why when it comes to one of the goals, one of the purposes of the ADA is that we have full participation. We do have full participation to vote. And so
yes. That's and it's extremely important. It's not only your right, but also
it's our duty.
Yes.
So exactly. So now, moving quickly on, equal opportunity. Do you have anything to say about that? I mean, I think that it kind of speaks for itself. But
well, it just means for everything.
Yeah, like
employment.
Employment. Which is
school.
Really, yeah, and employment is really huge. Yeah.
Transportation.
Yeah. We have
just
the same opportunities. We have the same chances to be able to go to school. Same chances to get jobs as everyone else. Same to ride on the transportation as everybody else. And if something is not in balance, if something is unequal, then that's going against the ADA. That's going against this law that really helps to protect us. It's all right. It's all equal chance that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And let's maybe have a little fun with the last couple. Well, first, the economic self-sufficiency. In the world that I can't say.
Economic self-sufficiency.
Yes, economic that one has to do with what? With more of us being able to, you know, have the means to be able to live in this society, right?
Yeah, and
and that kind of goes into.
And I believe it also states that, you know, we are responsible as people with intellectual disabilities to fund our own money.
Exactly.
Fund it from employment aspects and just be able to totally live our lives.
Yeah.
Not excluding anything, including economic self-sufficiency.
Yes.
Everyone, regardless of disability, needs to be self-sufficient.
Yes, everyone absolutely does. And that goes right into talking about independent living. Well, now, Jim, you live by yourself. I still live with my with my dad here. But, you know, but eventually I will, too, live independently. But that's something that I think we all of us with intellectual disabilities or disabilities, we all strive to really live independently, and it may, there may be a lot more challenges that we may have to live independently, but that's where we have other services, other people out there that can assist us if we need those accommodations needed.
Exactly.
And Jimmy, I think a couple of years ago you had told me off the air something that we never got to share with our listeners, but maybe we can sometime soon, is there's a speech that you gave on independent living, right?
Yes.
Do you still have access to that? Because I think...
I do have access to that, and I do have an audio recording.
So do you want to maybe send that to me? Because I think a lot of our listeners, especially a lot of our younger listeners... because I do know that we do have some younger listeners. Shout out to Matthew Williams and other listeners, like in North Carolina.
I would be happy to.
Yeah, I think a lot of our other listeners maybe weighty, or even like our listeners, shout outs Joel and Darlene in Maryland. Shout out to you guys. But anyways, I'll stop giving shout outs because I think I'll miss some people. But anyways, I think that could be weighty beneficial for a lot of our, not just our younger listeners, but you know, even for other older listeners too. But I think because you already talked about from your inside perspective, you know, what it's like to live independently. And how long is that speech?
I think it's probably 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, when you send that to me, I'll put that up as a bonus podcast for our listeners that they can hear.
Okay.
On specialchronicles.com. Or just do a search for Special Talks is that series that we have featuring different speeches. So you can stay tuned with that. And what's a quick highlight that can kind of tease our listeners to look forward to that? Like, what's a highlight kind of related to that speech you gave on independent living?
Well, the speech kind of opens with the fact that I had just had some surgery to remove some cysts on my arms that were caused by crutches. And so it basically goes into discussing. Okay, hold on a minute, Daniel.
Okay, so I'm listening to what Jim was talking about. Is he was giving you guys this little teaser to this speech that he gave on independent living. And as I said, we'll put that up as a bonus podcast for all of you listeners.
Been holding on to it for you.
And Jim just had to go answer his door. Speaking of independent living. Okay.
Go down to 8, he'll have it. And there's just one?
This is
2. They must have printed 2 now because whatever happens.
Let's listen in a little bit. Maybe not, but this kind of gives you guys some.
Yes, sir. Okay, in 8. Got it.
You need me to sign for it, sir?
Well, I'm going to get him when he gets it.
Okay.
But if you want to, that's fine.
I can sign.
Yeah,
he's there.
I want you to sign for it and not have him not be there or something.
Okay, so just kind of give you some commentary. This is a real-life example of independent living. So during the taping of this show, this is a real-life example of so the doorbell rings, and Jim has to go sign for a package. And that's what happens, you know, when you live independently. You know, you have these adult things, these adult independent living things where if somebody comes to the door, like you get a package in the mail, you have to go and answer the door, including during the taping of an episode like this.
Number 8, yes, sir.
And so this is a real-life example of living independently. And I'll play a little background music as we wait to hear back from Jim. We're going to take this moment to take a quick break. This episode is brought to you by listeners like you. You can go to specialchronicles.com, that's specialchronicles.com, and click on donate to help us continue today. And we thank you for your generous, generous support. You back, Jim?
Yes, and I heard you talking as I was signing with the UPS delivery guy.
I was just sharing with the listeners that the UPS delivery guy came at a perfect time when we're talking about independent living, because this was a real life example of independent living.
Yeah, and I've as many of our listeners may know, Tony Hill.
Yes.
Usually UPS comes between about 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. And I'm usually at work during that time. And so he's got to either wait for packages for me or drop them off to the driver when I'm not at home.
Yeah.
So, and I've
been waiting on them to return something. So,
yeah. So,
but now they've got it in their possession. So, yeah.
So neat. Good. Well, our listeners
that is a perfect example.
Perfect example. So, thank you to that UPS delivery guy for helping us out doing our special ADA 25th special episode today.
Yep.
So listeners can stay tuned to a special bonus podcast with your talk. Hopefully, maybe we can get that up by the end of this week, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll try to get that up for you guys by the end of this week, a special 10-minute speech with Jim about independent living. So you can stay tuned for that. Now, you guys know an organization, a movement, actually, that we're both a part of, Special Olympics, is the largest movement for people with intellectual disabilities, and there's about 200 million of us in the world who have an intellectual disability. Now, as you know, there was a groundbreaking poll that was released from the Shriver Report snapshot, insight into intellectual disabilities in the 21st century that we had mentioned just previously, right, Jim? And this this revealed that we are a nation in the midst of change. We'll put a link to this in the show notes if you guys want to go read this with the key findings, as well as if you want to read the full findings and the press release as well. If you guys are interested, we'll put a link on specialchronicles.com. Just look for episode 154. And this review is that exposure to those of us with disabilities increases our acceptance and positivity. But the Shriver Report snapshot, it also reveals that a lack of exposure drives fear and misunderstanding. But, and by the way, this was conducted online by Harris Poll in July 2015, and it was supported by the Richard and Cecilia Addis Foundation. But anyways, so the fact that it tells us that there's a lack of exposure that drives fear and misunderstanding about us. That's one of my missions through this Special Voices column that I write in the Beagle News Fables, as well as through the podcast that we have here on Special Chronicles, is really help to build more understanding about those of us with disabilities. Correct, Jim?
And I think that's really part of the problem.
Yeah.
Is the fear issue.
Yeah, I think the fear issue is if
people would understand that we're just trying to do the same things like everybody else, and it may take us a little longer to do it, but we will get it done eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Then
the problem would disappear, and people wouldn't be so afraid.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I was with some coworkers at a Cardinal game, and I was with one coworker, and we've been really hanging out a lot lately because we understand why we're there at our current job, which happens to be a paratransit service.
Neat.
But also the fact that, you know, his friends were just amazed at the attitude that I had, was really positive and really upbeat and not letting things get me down. And if it took me a little longer, it took me a little longer. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. And so as you said, Jim, it exposes that this poll, once again from the Shriver Report snapshot, reveals that more than half of Americans have personal contact with someone with intellectual disabilities. Okay, but anyway, it exposes that a lack of contact has left a legacy of misinformation, dated stereotypes, ignorance, and fear in the other nearly half of Americans. But so when it comes to attitudes towards those of us people with intellectual disabilities, experience is the game-changing ingredient. And speaking of game-changing ingredients, Jim, I don't know if you hold, but in the Special Olympics International just launched, so on the eve of our Special Olympics World Games and the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, actually, this was at a press conference, just hours before the opening ceremony of our Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles this year, 2015, as well as this year with the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act on the eve of that. They launched the Let's Change the Game challenge and campaign. If you do a search for the hashtag Let's Change the Game, and Maria Shriver already talked about a new acronym that this Let's Change the Game challenge is already, it's a call to action to people throughout the country to play, learn, accept, and say yes together to including people with intellectual disabilities. And if you go to specialolympics.org/letschangethegame, that's specialolympics.org/letschangethegame, you can find out more information. But isn't this such a powerful, weighty call to action, a powerful challenge to everybody? Everybody, because so it's really simple, you guys. It's play, P-L-A-Y. You play together, learn, accept, and say yes to including us. And if you guys follow us on Twitter at Special C Podcast, that's at Special C Podcast. a few weeks ago, we tweeted something that Special Olympics had tweeted, this little graphic for this challenge, this play, Let's Change the Game challenge. And I don't know if you saw it, Jim, but so it's the fact that we're changing the world with this play. So play.
It was a perfect place to announce that, actually.
It was. It was because, at a time where we're celebrating. And if you listen, you can actually listen to Maria Shriver and Janet Fletcher and a bunch of people. We have a bonus podcast that was released a couple weeks ago, live from the press conference. I think let me see if I can pull it up here. I'm not going to actually pull up the actual bonus. I'm not going to pull up the audio because we don't have time for that. But it's titled OA 2015 Bonus Update Podcast Special Olympics Press Conference. And if you listen to that, you can hear all about this challenge, this campaign, and you can hear all about it. And I'm pulling it up here, and it's just to kind of briefly kind of go through this with you guys. So play, you play through play, we learn sportsmanship, team building, persistence, character, determination, and friendship. And we learn that the team is more important, and this really encourages people to really play unified. Which will kind of, by being part of a Special Olympics unified team, to encourage inclusion and acceptance. And then learn to open your heart and change your mind to include those people with intellectual disabilities. Challenge others to let go of those old judgments. Learn about the impact of hurtful words like the R word. And get informed with this Tribal Week Report snapshot. Accept us, the game changers' value of inclusion. Use your voice, change your language to challenge hopeful stereotypes. Don't be afraid to stop, stare, smile, and start a conversation with someone with an intellectual disability. And say yes. If you're an employer, say yes to hiring us. If you're a coach, say yes to inviting players to be part of your team. And Jim, I thought maybe we could even start a new segment on the show called Let's Change the Game.
Yeah.
Because
that would work.
We have a segment about the R world, but I thought we could have a segment called Let's Change the Game. So you guys, and I thought the segment, what we could do is highlight, just like we highlight, why you shouldn't in the R world, we can highlight different ways. Each episode, we can highlight, starting today, but we can highlight different ways of how you can play and different ways of how we can change the game. And a quote by, Janet Fletcher, our good friend Janet, CEO of Special Olympics. She's a good friend of ours, right? I mean, come on.
Yep.
Janet loves us. Okay, so she says that the Shriver Report snapshot reveals that experience, inclusion, and intervention are the ways to combat isolation, intolerance, and injustice. and that all of us have the ability to change the game and create inclusion in our communities. And Maria Shriver said, okay, this is a direct quote from Maria Shriver. Maria Shriver said, the more we can increase contact, the more we can increase experiences young people will go on to start to work, they'll hire people with intellectual disabilities, they'll have them as their friends, and they'll be in their circles. She said, as part of this report, the Shriver report snapshot says that those who personally know someone with an intellectual disability, you have a 92% chance of having their children knows in the same class as a child with an intellectual disability, and they have a 50% chance of having their child date and 45% chance of having them marrying someone with an intellectual disability. Isn't that powerful of what Maria Shriver said? The more we can increase contact, the more experiences that young people can go on to start to work, then they'll hire people with intellectual disabilities, and then they'll, you know, have them as their friends in social circles.
And those statistics are amazing.
Yes, they really are amazing. And that goes perfect with kind of with one of the things I was at was the Social Impact Summit that was by Generation Unified, really encouraging these young people to really, you know, be unified at this young age. So now going on into the future, you know, going on to the future, we won't have to change stereotypes. We will already be at it in acceptance and inclusion and unified society. We won't have to change old stereotypes. So in the future, when the older generation, older generation who's now, once they are gone, and when it's the younger kids who are now older, we won't have to change the stereotypes because we will already be included and accepted, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, so, exactly.
Yeah, so that's powerful. We only have a little bit of time left in the show, so there's tons more we could talk about this Shriver report snapshot and about the ADA, but another thing I wanted to quickly highlight here is that Together Special Olympics, Inc. and Shriver Media hope that this snapshot will ignite change because of the information and inspiration it provides. It has a clear call to action, which is to change the game so that the world knows we bring value to humanity. We bring value to humanity. So I hope that you will, listeners, I hope that you will join me. I hope you guys will join Jim and all of us at Special Chronicles in advocating for our substance inclusion, that you will join us. You will join us. And let's change the game for acceptance and inclusion. So any wrap-up thoughts that we may have missed, Jim?
I think that snapshot is really, really good.
Yeah, it really is.
At trying to explain that, and it causes somebody to really think about how they're reacting to people with intellectual disabilities potentially, and just continues to reinforce the whole inclusion and acceptance.
Yeah. So, listeners, we'll put a bunch of links in the show notes if you want to read more information, including the full press release with the full with the key findings that you can read, as well as a link to the full findings, as well as we'll put a link to this really cool infographic that has to do with the Shriver report snapshot. We'll also, in addition, include some links to some articles that we recommend that you guys read. One is from the Huffington Post. It's titled We Aren't as Informed About Intellectual Disability as We Think We Are by Alina Hall on the Huffington Post. We'll put a link to that if you guys want to read that. Just look up episode 154 on specialchronicles.com. We'll also put a link to an article that our friend Tim Shriver wrote called Who in the World Do You Think We Are? And Tim wrote this on his sister's Maria's website at mariashriver.com. So we'll put those links. And when it comes to news, we this was news. We'll put a link to the column that I wrote if you guys want to read that. So any other final thoughts, Jim? Oh, wait, we forgot to quickly mention about... we're going to talk about a a TV show, right? Switched at both. We'll briefly mention this, right?
Yeah. For those of you that have not seen the show and have not really kept up to it, the basic synopsis of it is that two teenage girls find out that they are been switched at birth when they were younger. One of them in particular, because she is in a biology class.
Yeah.
And decides to have her DNA tested and finds it out that she has been switched at birth. And basically, the synopsis of the show is these two families coming together and understanding that their daughters were switched at birth. But the thing that really stands out as far as Special Chronicles is concerned is that a lot of the characters have hearing impairments.
Yes.
That's associated with them. And instead of having them be played by actors that do not have any type of intellectual disability, or any disability for that matter, these actresses and actors have those disabilities themselves. And it's very well done. It can take a while to read the
subtitles, the
dialogue of the signing.
Yeah.
That goes on. So I would recommend that if you're going to start watching it, start at the beginning.
From
season one on Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Oh, if you wanted to watch for free, there's an app called Popcorn Dash Time. You can watch it on there too.
And so start at the beginning, and that way you'll understand what's going on. And then when you start taping the shows or watching the shows on regular TV, it's on ABC Family.
Yes.
And when you start watching it on regular TV, I would also recommend that you tape it.
Yeah.
So that you can pause your DVR and read the dialogue as it's going on.
Yes.
But it really, it intertwines intellectual disabilities with regular life. One of the main characters, a couple of the main characters are actually in college.
Yep.
Now on the show.
In season four, yeah.
Yeah. And it just goes to show that they have adult situations that go on in their own lives, and despite the fact of being hearing impaired.
Yeah. So, we highly recommend this show called Switched at Both. And but speaking just now, it's actually the day they were taping this on Monday. It's actually airing right now on TV.
Yes.
Is this the summer season or the fall season? I think this is probably the fall season.
This is the summer. I believe this is the fall.
Yeah, well, I think they said it was the summer season, but it's starting now, so it's probably more like the fall season.
Yeah.
And last week,
ABC Family has a little bit weirder season schedule.
Yeah.
Than some of the other channels, because they break up their seasons into spring, summer, and fall.
Yes, and winter.
And winter, yes.
So like the seasons of the year.
They run like 20 some episodes and then take a break for a while.
Yeah. So
and air it for a while.
Yeah. So last week they introduced a character got pregnant and we see a Down syndrome diagnosis. So we don't know where that's going to go. We kind of have some ideas, but that's kind of the cliffhanger that they left us with. And so we will maybe we might, Jim, maybe we might have to like tape a special segment with you and me kind of talking about a little bit more about this show.
Exactly.
I think we'll have to try to tape it. Jim, we'll have to try to tape a special segment talking about this show and kind of some of more of the themes related to this show. So listeners, if that's something...
It just shows that actors with intellectual disabilities can act.
Yes, absolutely can. And that goes to... Yeah, definitely can. Those quips... Just like what in the past, Chris spoke, those Lo and Pato, From Life Goes On, with Chris spoke, Chris was a guest on the show a few years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that, but then there's also a new actor, David D. Sanctanus from the movie Where Hope Grows. There's so many, talent within our abilities that is out there.
One show that just ended, Glee, had a Down syndrome actress.
Yeah, Lo and Pato?
Yes, and she was very, very good.
And I don't know if you guys caught it, but Loan was speaking at the World Games. I was right up at the stage where Loan was speaking.
Right.
So, yeah, Loan was
And she was really good.
Yeah, I actually got to take a picture up close of Lo and Pato on the stage before the White House photographers told me that I had to go back because that was for them. but yeah, Lo is awesome.
Her humor was still there.
Yeah, it was. So maybe we have to try to see if we can get Lo and Pato on the show. So we'll see. But anyway, we are running a few minutes over the bottom of the hour. And so we could go on and on, but if you guys want to share your feedback, we would love to hear from you. Go on to specialchronicles.com, click on that voicemail button. That's specialchronicles.com/voicemail. You can record your voicemail and leave it to us, or email us an audio file or email to feedback@specialchronicles.com. That's feedback@specialchronicles.com. You can also join the conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/specialchronicles podcast. Just do a search on Facebook for Special Chronicles. Find us, like us, and join the conversation. We have been having lots of you guys liking us, and lots of you guys commented and joining the conversation there. So that's awesome, you guys. Keep doing that. We love to talk back with you. And if you guys have any other comments for Jim, you guys can leave that on our Special Chronicles Facebook page, and I'm sure Jim will see that as well. You can also tweet us on Twitter @SpecialCPodcast. @SpecialCPodcast is our Twitter handle. You can tweet us your feedback. And iTunes reviews, go out to iTunes, do a search for Special Chronicles, and leave us a review. It helps a lot more people out there know about what we are doing and about this show. And Jim, how can they connect with you?
Well, I'm on Facebook as Jim Morgan. I am on Twitter, but I will be perfectly honest with you, Daniel. I think I need a Twitter lesson from you.
We'll have to do that off the air, or maybe on the air.
off the air.
Off the air. I know. I'm kidding. Off the air.
They can also email me, I'm pretty up with social media.
Yeah, so you guys...
for the most part.
And Jim's Twitter handle, if you guys follow us on Twitter just before the taping of today's show, I did tweet that, Jim, you were coming back, and Special Olympics Illinois had retweeted it, and I included your Twitter handle. Hi on how many is your Twitter handle, right?
Yep.
I got that right. Okay.
And that's the same as my email, highonharmony@gmail.com.
So if you guys want to share...
H-I-G-H on harmony.
Okay, good. So we'll include that. And you guys, coming up probably next week, stay tuned because it's going to be exciting. You guys, remember hearing Madison Tevlin, the young girl with Down syndrome who went viral earlier this year. Madison also sung with our friend Bree. with the We Chup song at all Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles. Well, anyways, Madison and her sister Zoe, we're in the process of booking them on the show. And here's a little intro video to give you a teaser, because Madison and Zoe will be coming on Special Chronicles. Isn't that exciting? And so, Jim, do you remember Madison?
Yes, I do.
So here's a quick little intro video. You guys can get a little teaser for Madison and Zoe Tevlin's upcoming interview.
Hey, it's Madison. Thank you for watching my video. I had so much fun doing it. Hi, it's Zoe. So I manage all her social media. Make sure to keep subscribing, and I love responding to all your comments. And stay tuned for more videos in the near future from Madison. Bye!
That's awesome. So stay tuned to Special Chronicles to hear Madison and Zoe Tevlin. And, yep. Anything else, Jim?
I think that's it for this week.
Well, in connection with the Shriver, we post Snapshot, Insight into Intellectual Disabilities in the 21st Century, and the ADA, dealing with having common ground. That is perfect time. We're going to end today's episode with a song called Common Ground. How fitting, right? How fitting for this week.
Common Ground.
Yes. Common Ground by Tom Chapin. It is used with permission. If you guys missed it, you guys can hear a bonus episode that we taped last year, Backstage with Tom Chapin, one of my all-time favorite artists. So we're going to end with that. So until next week, we hope you guys all have a great week, and take care, and God bless. Take care, and God bless, Jim.
Take care.
And everyone.
Come in, the door is open. You are welcome here. Come in, the door is open. Leave out all doubt and fear. We'll plant a seed together, and together watch it grow, and learn once more what we already know. Lift up your voice. Rejoice in what we've found. Let every heart take refuge in the sound. Feel the walls around us tremble. We will surely bring them down. And find ourselves on common ground. Find ourselves on common ground. This is how we celebrate our song and dance and art. This is how we touch the future, how we touch your heart. Tell your story to a child and they'll take it as their own. This is how we learn we're not alone. Lift up your voice, rejoice in what we've found. Let every heart take refuge in the sound. Feel the walls around us tremble. We will surely bring them down. And find ourselves on common ground. And find ourselves on common ground. Time together, I begin to understand There are bridges we can only cross together, hand in hand. Soon we'll head on homeward, go our separate ways, but these echoes will be dancing down our days. Lift up your voice, rejoice in what we found. Let every heart take refuge in the sound. Feel the walls around us tremble, we will surely bring them down. And find ourselves on common ground. And find ourselves on common ground.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
And that's a wrap. And
2-1.
No, it's coming up on this week's show. We need to start this over again because I pressed the button too early.
Take two.
You think after, what, 154 episodes, we would know what we're doing?
You would think.
That's still cool. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and...